Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Happy Friday, everybody. Great to have you with us here on the Steve Jones Show. A lot to come up on the show today, including Ray Fittipaldo of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette on last night's resounding Steelers victory over Carolina, 52-21. Carolina scored in their opening possession, and you're thinking, okay, here we go. And then the Steelers, one play scored, interception scored, drive scored, field goal scored. Game essentially is over. Roethlisberger had a perfect passer rating last night. Perfect. Five touchdown passes, no picks. Great win for the Steelers. We'll talk with Ray about that in the next half hour. And then picks at the end of the show today. And we'll hear from Patrick Chambers in a few moments, and we'll hear from James Franklin in a few moments as well. Today's show is brought to you by our great friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. All right, here's the deal. Yes, it is going to be cold this weekend. Very cold. Wind chills will be in the upper teens to maybe 20 tomorrow. You want to be fully stocked right now. Go stock up. That way, you just walk to the fridge. You're all set. Okay, enjoy the games. Imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere. Maybe you're not a beer person. So wine coolers, water, soft drinks. They also have snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. And the pickle bar, yes, led by the barrels and the dills, indeed, all together now, second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And I'm in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Penn State basketball, football coming up this weekend. And wrestling, by the way, also on Sunday when they've got Kent State at 2 o'clock in Rec Hall. There's men's ice hockey with Bobby Moe coming up tonight, a.k.a. Robert Morris. It's a home and home. And the women's soccer team tonight at 6 will host Bowling Green in the opening round of the NCAA tournament. Field hockey team is at Princeton to take on Harvard in the opening round of the NCAAs. But for the Nittany Lions, the basketball season opens tonight officially when they take on North Florida at the Jordan Center. So last night on the Penn State Coaches Show, I had a chance to talk to Patrick Chambers about his team and about the matchup with North Florida. We know that they won their scrimmage against Temple, and Rozier Bolden had 30 points, including seven threes. They won their exhibition game at West Virginia last Saturday. Miles Dredd had 23, Bolden 15 points, no turnovers. Lamar Stevens had 20 points and 11 rebounds. So for Patrick Chambers, you want your team to have confidence, but those games don't count in the standings. Tonight's game does. So is there a fine line between confidence and also realizing they have a lot more work to do?
There really is, and that's something that I talked to the guys about after Temple. We can say it now.
Yeah.
So we played really well in the first 20 minutes. We didn't play as well in the second 20 minutes. So mental conditioning, mental toughness, being relentless, continue to play hard. All right, we learned that week that we had to work on some things. Going into West Virginia, if you watch any of their tape from last year, what a great team. He's a Hall of Fame coach. Yeah. I mean, they play very tough, very physical basketball. So all week it was very tough, very physical. Yeah. But I still thought giving up 51 points in the second half is not Penn State basketball.
Right.
That's not where we're going to lay our hat. We have to defend. We have to rebound. We did that in the first half.
Yeah.
I thought we did a good job. And I know you and I have talked offline. I knew if we had over 20 turnovers, we'd be in big trouble.
Yeah, no doubt.
And we only had 18.
Right.
But that's still too many. So, and we get 15 offensive rebounds. So I think the consistency See, and right now you're not going to play a full 40 minutes.
No.
And which is scary because this team tomorrow night is just bombs from three. They make average 10 a game. They shoot 30. He wants to shoot 36. Right. And those type of teams really scare you.
And they've got a game under their belt last night. They played Dayton.
And we don't.
Right.
I mean, maybe West Virginia. I guess you could say that, but it's been a week.
Yeah.
So this is the real deal. And we're finally playing in front of our own fans. Yeah. So that's a new dynamic, too. Yeah. And we're going to unveil the banner. So please get there early. You're going to see the NIT banner.
Yep.
We'll show that as well. So it'll be a cool day. So come out for the game.
It will be a cool day. And when I was at practice before the West Virginia game, something you kept emphasizing to them, something would happen and they'd give you a look. You said, look, when you play them, there's going to be hacking and grabbing all over the place, and it might not get called. They have to get used to that road environment. So going into that environment, what did that do to help advance what you're doing?
Yeah, okay. As you know, in the Big Ten, we lead every league in the country in sellouts and attendance. So going there, they just had just under 10,000, which is pretty great for an exhibition game. Yep. And I know we raised a lot of money, and that's why we did it in the first place. But you're going to get fouled. We had to have a road attitude. That's what I call it, a road attitude. You got to just go next play. You can't compound the problem. We got to move on. You get fouled or something goes on, you can't worry about it. Mm-hmm. Just keep a clear head, and we'll make it up in the course of the game.
Sure.
But be a great teammate. You know, it was all about a lot of huddles, a lot of daps, really a lot of communication out there. And you could really hear our guys. I know you're at Michigan. You could really hear our guys out there talking, which was exciting to me.
Right.
Because you need that on the road. Mm-hmm. But to put that under our belt, a road game like that, and to come out on top, it gives us a lot of confidence. But I don't want to be overly confident.
Well, that's my point about that
I don't
fine
want to be
line.
That's the line you're talking about.
Look, there's an old saying around here. You're never as great as you are when you win, but you're never as bad as you think you are when you lose.
I just said that to the team on Tuesday. I said exactly those words.
Not as eloquent.
Yeah. It was perfect the way you said it. I probably said it a little different. But I said that, and I said, guys, we got a lot of room for growth. We can get a heck of a lot better, which is really exciting because the ceiling now for this group, the ceiling is
high. Your start point is where you hoped your start point would be.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a start point.
Yeah.
Now you got to move up. It's a start point.
No doubt.
Right?
And that's Patrick Chambers from last night, and they'll play tonight against North Florida in the Jordan Center with a 7:30 tip-off this evening to open the season. They got off to a great start in the exhibition and scrimmage season. They won their scrimmage at Temple, played really well, especially in the first half. They won their exhibition game at 13th-ranked West Virginia. That's great, but guess what? It's like going 20-2 in spring training, and then you lose the opener, and guess what your record is? 0-1. So what you want to do is, you did great in your preseason. Now you have to open tonight, win it, and be 1-0 at 7:30 this evening. So that's step one on the weekend. Step number two is football tomorrow when the Nittany Lions take on Wisconsin. The thoughts of James Franklin in a moment as we continue on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Brewers Outlet. All right, welcome back. And today's show presented by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Look, stock up now. Looks okay, because you can listen to the show in the car. All right, you can listen to the show in the car. Stay up to date and everything. Ray Fittipaldo's coming up from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette in just a few minutes. We'll talk to him about last night's resounding Steelers win over Carolina, 52-21. So we'll talk to Ray in the next half hour. So you can get in the car right now and drive over to Brewers Outlet, listen to the show. Just keep it on 1070. Imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drink snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. The bags are right there at the register. And the pickle bar, led by the barrels and the dills, indeed second to none. You know what? We're less than 2 weeks away from Thanksgiving. Okay? We're only 13 days away from Thanksgiving. Stock up. Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. By the way, I have to start thinking about gift cards, too. Huh? Gift cards. We're into the holiday season. It's right here. We're at the threshold of it. And I'm in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Speaking of the holiday season, Vehicles make great, awesome, incredible gifts. Jaw-dropping gifts. All right. We heard from Patrick Chambers to open the show. Last night, it was James Franklin also joining us for the Penn State Coaches Show, as he does every week during football season. And started out last night by asking him about the passing of Wally Triplett and how, when he was here 2 years ago, Wally passed away at the age of 92. Wally Triplett, 2 years ago at the age of 90, addressed the team. And to see the team gather around him and treat him with the respect and the royalty with which he deserved, because he went through so much to pave the way for them to have really an unfettered career at Penn State. And because of what he went through, they're able to go through it with relatively few issues. And James Franklin talked about the moment he was with the team and about his passing last night.
It was special. We put out a video about it, and you know, a lot of times the videos are so you guys can experience some of the things that our team get to experience. And you know, I think a lot of times it's hard to teach this generation history, but when you got people that are actually come back and are able to tell the stories themselves, it was powerful. You know, it was powerful, and our guys were great about it and very respectful. And you know, we had heard he hadn't been doing really well. You know, Wally does a great job of informing us of things that are going on with the Letterman. So yeah, it breaks your heart, but you know, obviously, you know, he's left a legacy, you know, in this community and on this campus, and we're forever grateful and fortunate.
Yep. This place was very fortunate to have Wally Triplett. No question about that. And he passed away today at the age of 92. Roger, who do we have?
We have Pete from South Williamsport. Welcome to the show, sir.
Hey, thank you, sir. Coach, glad to have you.
Hey, Pete.
Hey,
glad to have you.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Obviously, we went out to Michigan last week, kind of, you know, the environment, the atmosphere, their fans were fantastic. Obviously, the game itself didn't turn out how we had hoped. How frustrating it is to you when you go back and look at that tape and see how close, literally inches from big plays on from our side that we just kind of didn't make. I mean, knowing how it could have been a different outcome.
Yes, sir. Well, first of all, you got to give them a lot of credit. They are a good football team. They really are. They're talented. But we had some plays early on, and when you're on the road against a very good team in that type of environment, you got to capitalize. You know, the first down that Trace made a great play but slid, and then they spotted it down. You know, that could have got us some momentum. The block field goal would have been huge. Should have been 7-all at that time. So we had some opportunities. And when you're on the road against a good football team, you got to capitalize. And we weren't able to do that. So, you know, we've been through these situations in the past. Last time we were in a situation like that, we responded really well. And we're going to need to do that again. So I appreciate you coming out. I'm glad to hear that everybody at Michigan was great here. We got some fans here from Wisconsin. I hope we treat them as well as the experience that you had. I've never been to Wisconsin. And I look forward to going at some point. I'm glad this year it's home. I don't want to go see Jump Around right now, but I'm looking forward. I lived in De Pere, Wisconsin for 1 year when I was with the Packers, so I got some familiarity. But we're glad you guys are here, and we hope you enjoy Happy Valley.
Yeah, great to have you here, by the way. Great to have you here. When you go through something like that, you come back, obviously you want to lean on your staff, but at the same time, how important does your leadership council become for you and the message not only that you give to them, but what they're saying to you?
Yeah, I think a lot of things factor in. I think, you know, we got a young football team, and I know it's late in the year, and people don't always necessarily want to hear that, but we just have very few seniors starting for us. So that's where the leadership council is so critical, because we can't just rely on seniors, because we just don't have the numbers to support. Right. It's kind of like captains, you know, captains on a basketball team and captains on a football team. We got 120 players, you know, so we got to make sure we have enough leadership throughout our program that's reinforcing the right messages and picking guys up and making sure that they're holding people accountable. So, you know, we've been really good from that standpoint, and I'm proud of our locker room. Now we got to take some steps and grow.
And that's James Franklin from last night. And Penn State tomorrow will take on Wisconsin at Beaver Stadium. Kickoff is set for noon tomorrow. We'll be on beginning with the tailgate show at 10:30. Now, whether they put us outside tomorrow, I don't know. We'll see. We know what the wind chill is going to be. It's, look, it's going to be cold tomorrow. There's no getting around it. It's going to be one of those days where it is, I think they're talking now, 33, 34 kickoff, maybe the wind chill at 19 or 20. We'll see. I mean, it's going to be football weather. It's what we had Jason Galloway from the Wisconsin State Journal on the show yesterday. I said, Jason, you have a lot of people mad at you here right now. And he says, why is that? I said, because you're bringing your weather with you. Okay. So, I mean, I woke up this morning, and I'm putting wood in the wood stove, and, I'm bringing some wood from outside. We have it covered outside. A couple of cords are there. And all of a sudden, I realize it's snowing as I'm doing it. Snow and then a little sleet starting to mix in. It's that time of the year. It's November. It doesn't bother me, that's for sure. But, it'll be a little bit different. You've got obviously some other games to look at this weekend. I know a lot of people are looking at Alabama, Mississippi State. Mississippi State, Bob Shoup's doing a great job there with their defense. But look, they don't have enough. And the odd thing is the games in Starkville, and Alabama travels so many fans, and it's such an easy trip to go from Tuscaloosa to Starkville that doesn't even feel like a road game to them. Now, Boston College Clemson tomorrow night is going to be a really good game. Boston College plays great defense. They have a really good running attack. They can shorten the game. Games at BC. Game days at BC tomorrow. So they'll be at the Heights tomorrow for that game. We'll see. So, those are the top two teams in action. And Ian Book will not play tomorrow for Notre Dame. Brandon Winbush will be the starting quarterback for Notre Dame tomorrow when they take on Florida State. So there's at least some intrigue going on at or near the top. And Michigan State plays Ohio State tomorrow as well. That'll be interesting to see how that plays out. Ohio State right now, it's interesting. They really don't have a gear. Well, I guess all we care about is whether Penn State finds a gear tomorrow against Wisconsin. And again, that'll be at noon, 10:30, the airtime. All right, coming up, Ray Fittipaldo will join us. We'll talk about the Steelers' big victory brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
News Radio 1070 WKOK. We are Penn State.
Swirling quarterback draw. Open. 50, 45, far sideline. 40, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Trace McSorley. 51 yards.
Saturday, the Nittany Lions host Wisconsin. The tailgate show starts at 10:30. Kickoff is at noon. Nittany Lions football on News Radio 1070 WKOK. It's sponsored in part by Register Chevrolet and First National Insurance.
You are listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, K Routes 11 and 15. And Hummel's Wharf. And today's show being brought to you by the great people at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket.
All right, here we are, just a mere 13 days away from Thanksgiving. We're 45 days away from Christmas. Maybe you should start thinking about some holiday gift cards. Absolutely. Imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drink, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. And the pickle bar, led by the barrels and the dills, indeed second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Steelers won last night 52-21 over Carolina. Very pleased to bring in the friend and very respected colleague, Ray Fittipaldo from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Ray, it is always great to hear you on the other end.
Hey, Steve. Good to be on with you again.
Okay, so this is a habit we've been seeing from the Steelers in the last few years. In a league that has, quote, a lot of parity and a lot of ups and downs, they seem to be the team that may not get off to the greatest start, but then they hit stride. Are we seeing that again?
Yeah, I mean, five in a row, and last night was probably their best performance this season, maybe in a couple of seasons. And I think when you look at it, you know, the offense has been really good for most of the season. A few hiccups here and there, you know, a bad turnover late in that opener against Cleveland. But for the most part, the offense has been really good. The defense wasn't very good for about four games, but over the last five games, 21 points or fewer in each of those games, and they're just playing really solid. I thought last night they got pressure. They got the early pick six, which really turned that game around. So they're really playing good all-around football right now. They're in command of the AFC North, and barring a late-season collapse here where you know they get an injury or two, it looks like they're going to be winning their fourth AFC title in the past 5 years.
I mean, Sensabaugh is not going to remind you of Herb Adderley, but what has his addition meant to solidifying the secondary?
He knows his assignment, Steve. It's pretty much as simple as that. Artie Burns gave up three touchdowns in that second game of the season against the Chiefs. They lost 42-37, and there were just blown coverages. And Artie continued to do that. Finally, about 3 weeks ago, Keith Butler and Mike Tomlin made the decision that they're going to start Sensabaugh full-time. They were going to stop that rotation. So I just think they're a more solid, fundamentally sound, technically sound football team with Cody Sensabaugh in the football game. And that just settled everything down. There's not as many blown assignments. I know they had the one last night with McCaffrey. It looked like maybe Morgan Burnett got confused, and they did give up an easy touchdown last night. But that was happening two, three, four times a game with Artie Burns. I just think Sensabaugh knows what he's doing. He just sort of calms everything down back there.
Last night they talked about T.J. Watt being moved over to what is more his natural side, which is the side he played when he was at Wisconsin when I watched him. But then they also mentioned that Bud Dupree is now more on his natural side. Okay, why are they now playing their natural sides and weren't before?
Well, that's a good question. I will tell you that I think TJ, he's a much better player on the left side now. I think you saw with that early pressure on the Vince Williams pick six where he got in there, he could read the quarterback's eyes. He wasn't fooled on that little bootleg there. And he was able to force the pressure there and really cause that interception. So he's much better at containing than Bud Dupree. I think Bud Dupree on the right side, he could just sort of go full steam and try to collapse the pocket. That's probably his strong suit. So I don't know the exact reasons why they didn't do it last year, but I think, you know, the switch nine games into this season certainly paying dividends for the Steelers defense.
Obviously, Jesse James brings a lot to the table for them at tight end. But what has Vance McDonald meant, especially now he's been able to stay healthy over successive weeks?
Yeah, Jesse's been really solid for, you know, 3-4 years now. But Vance is just, he just brings a little bit more explosiveness to that position. You know, the last couple of years with Jesse was more the possession type over the middle receiver. He wasn't going to break too many big gains, although he's done that more this year. Vance, he can catch the ball and go the distance like he did against Tampa Bay early in the season. You saw him break a bunch of tackles last night. I think he had four for 44 last night, and he got a big touchdown there that sort of blew that game open. So they got a really, really nice set of tight ends. Even Xavier Grenville, who's in his fourth year out of USC, he's their third tight end, and they play him a lot too. So Randy Feetner loves to use his tight ends, and he's got three good ones in Grenville, James, and McDonald.
Okay, I've got to ask you about James Conner, because obviously he's done really well, but he also had a night where he was in and out of the lineup last night. So what is the status of James Conner right now? How impressed have you been by his style?
Well, in concussion protocol, and, you know, luckily for the Steelers, they got, you know, 9-10 days until their next game in Jacksonville. So we'll see how that plays out over the next couple of days. They don't have to report back until Wednesday. Mike Tomlin gave him 5 days off, so you know, we'll get a better idea about Connor's availability by the middle of next week. Steve, he's been really, really good. And I know he's helped out by a spectacular offensive line that's probably playing the best of any line in the NFL right now. But James Conner can run. He can break tackles. He can pass protect. He's a really, really good receiver out of the backfield. To me, he's playing at an all-pro level. He's putting up similar numbers to what Le'Veon Bell put up the last couple of years. Le'Veon Bell was a first-team All-Pro in two of his first 5 years. James Conner is playing really, really well. I understand he's a product of that system, just like Bell was. I understand he's a product of that offensive line, but you got to give the guy credit. He's come in here with a lot of pressure on him in a really difficult situation filling in for Bell, and he's just been lights out all year.
All right, well, now let's get to the, obviously you brought up Le'Veon Bell, so let's get to the nobody knows question, but what do you know about Le'Veon Bell, if anything?
As of an hour or two ago, he still hadn't reported to the Steelers. Art Rooney said on Sirius Radio yesterday, Steve, that he was expecting him next week. Now, he's got a report by 4 p.m. on Tuesday, or he can't play this season. Not for the Steelers, not for anyone else. So there's going to be some closure to this issue here. You know, in about 72 hours, we'll know what's going on. I don't know what's going to happen, but I can tell you the Steelers are going to be okay as long as James Conner doesn't get hurt over the final seven games of the season. Now, if he gets hurt, that's a whole different story. Jalen Samuels is a nice rookie running back out of NC State. He's got some potential. Stephen Ridley is okay. You know, he's a veteran. But if James Conner would leave this lineup for an extended period and Le'Veon Bell was not on this team, then I think the Steelers could really be in some trouble offensively down the stretch. But as long as he stays healthy, Steve, and this sounds odd to say because Le'Veon Bell is an all-pro in this league, but they just don't need him right now. James Conner is doing just fine on his own.
And that brings you to the one guy they absolutely can't lose, and that's Ben Roethlisberger. Last night, he had a perfect quarterback rating. He had more touchdown passes than incompletions last night. What level is he playing at right now, Ray?
Yeah, I mean, as well as he ever has, he's on pace for a 5,000-yard season. He's never done that. He got close in 2014, Steve, but he didn't get over it. So, you know, he had a rough start, too. Some early turnovers against Cleveland in that opener. Really didn't play great in that first Ravens game, but in the last five games, he's had an unbelievable stretch. And, you know, he's never a guy, just because Brady has always, you know, sort of been in the spotlight and has made the All-Pros and the Pro Bowls, even though Ben's won two Super Bowls, he's never really gotten the national, you know, attention that of being one of the best quarterbacks in the league. But I think he's playing at an All-Pro level this year. And as long as he continues it, you know, like I said at the top, I think the Steelers are going to be just fine in this AFC North race. The Bengals are all banged up going into this week's game against the Saints. The Ravens look like they were a mess when I saw them last week in Baltimore. So,
right.
You know, cross your fingers for the Steelers. If they don't encounter any injuries here, I think they might run away with this thing.
Right, no, it seems like they're on the verge of it. I mean, a lot of people can talk about Antonio Brown, justifiably so. I really liked when the Steelers picked Juju Smith-Schuster. I did his last college game in the Rose Bowl against Penn State, and I was really impressed. You watch him in the pros now. What do you see in him that does make him not just a good secondary guy to Antonio Brown, but a potential big league guy over there.
Boy, did you see the pull away speed when he looked like Eric Reed almost had an angle on him?
That's right.
And, yeah, I mean, you know, Eric Reed was, I believe he was a former first round pick, you know, played at LSU. Yeah. You know, just, you know, he's a good safety in this league. And Juju ran away from him, and that wasn't Juju's calling card in college. I you know, I think he was like a sort of like a 4.5, 4.6 guy. He wasn't one of these 4.4 guys that
right.
you know blows away the combine. So, just really, really impressed. I mean, I've talked about this when I write for the Post Gazette. The Steelers for a while there, they were enthralled with all the height, weight, speed guys at the combine because they sort of had to rebuild this team after not making the playoffs in 2012 and 2013. And it was necessary. But sometimes some of those picks were hit and miss, okay? And they had some busts in there. More recently, starting in 2017, they went for the productive guys. T.J. Watt in the first round last year. Great college career. Productive. Juju, same thing at USC. James Conner, same thing at Pitt. Put up all kinds of numbers in the ACC. And I think you saw a little bit of a change in philosophy for Kevin Colbert. They weren't going to, you know, reach for those guys and maybe hope those guys reach their potential. They were just going to go for those solid, really good, productive college players. And if you look at that 2017 draft class, Steve, it's been unbelievable. I mean, those guys right now are the best draft class of 2017, and looks like they're going to be doing it for years to come, too.
See, I felt, Ray, that they went from getting the stopwatch and combine guys to getting, obviously, guys that had numbers but were football players.
Exactly. And, yeah, I mean, and you watched T.J. Watt for how many years, Steve? I mean, he was just maybe he never was like that guy who was going to, you know, run a 4.4, but he ran a 4.6, and he was full go every single snap. And I just think – you know, I go back to 2014. They used a third-round pick on Dree Archer, the fastest guy in the draft. Artie Burns, 2 years ago, the fastest corner in the draft. He hasn't panned out. So, you know, it's easy for us to sit back here and critique every GM's moves, but if you look at Kevin Colbert's record from 2017 on, I mean, he's had a great record anyway, going back to 2000 when he arrived. But a little bit of a blip there, you know, from 2012 to maybe 2015, but boy, recently he's really had some great picks, and those guys are coming through for him.
I mean, look, Ray, you can get into Mike Mamula mode, anybody can, because you do get enamored, like, wow, look how fast he runs. But I'll give Watt, for example, 4.6, but the first step is so important because he knows how to play football, which means he sees where the play is going, so thus he gets himself there quicker than the guy with the 4.3 speed who's trying to guess at it.
And it's kind of corny, Steve, but he comes from a football family. And
yeah, that's right.
I just think I think sometimes that's overlooked, and even like GMs get caught up in it, but you know, sometimes you just got to go for those guys who have, you know, the intangibles, that football instinct. I mean, we've seen many players over the years like that at Penn State. You know, Sean Lee, you know, Puzlesny. I mean, those guys turned into be productive NFL players because they just had it. And sometimes it is hard to describe, but I think we're seeing that right now with T.J. Watt and a lot of the other players that Colbert's bringing into this organization.
It is knowing how to play, right? You know, you have to be a good athlete to begin with, but you know how to play the game. You see a play, you understand how to read a key. You know, I'll give you the college version of it factor, McSorley. A lot of football, like any sport to me, Ray, and you can tell me how you feel about this. There's so much about every sport that has a bit of playground to it. You can structure all the plays you want, but it doesn't go perfectly and it breaks down. Well, the guy with the feel and the guy that's the it factor is the one that looks around and knows where the other chess pieces are at that point, and they're smart enough and cool enough to make that kind of play.
I agree with you. And, you know, McSorley is, what, 6 feet tall at most? And he's just been, I know this year hasn't been what he had hoped for himself and the team, but he's just been a baller for 3 years now, and you know, brought that program back to prominence. So I agree with you. And if you just watch T.J. Watt, you mentioned reading keys and
yes,
reading quarterback's eyes from the left side. If you watch him, he knows how to use his hands. He's big, but he's yes, not bigger than the 350-pound offensive tackles he's going up against. But he's strong. He gets his hands on the inside. He sheds guys. He could use his quicks when he has to. So, Kevin Colbert's hit a couple of home runs here in the 2017 draft. And if they keep getting guys like that, they're going to be set up for years to come here.
No question. Ray, absolute pleasure. Thanks so much for the time you gave us today.
All right, Steve, no problem. Appreciate you having me on.
Ray Fittipaldo, outstanding work, as always, with the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. He's one of the best out there, and don't get to talk to Ray enough. We'll take a break. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
The Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Bill Bender's Sporting News.
Swagger without arrogance. And I think that gets to the heart of who Trace McSorley is. He's a winner. He's a competitor. He's a leader. Has to constantly prove everybody wrong. He's done that for 2 years, and now more than ever as a senior, the crazy part is he has to do it again without Saquon, without Moorhead, etc.
The Steve Jones Show, 3 to 5 weekdays on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on the WKOK app.
Great to have you with us. All the playoff games in our area in high school are going to be tomorrow. The rain just pouring down, and it has been pouring down. I mean, it was snowing here this morning.
My place, too. I was grabbing a cup of coffee in the kitchen about 8:30, and a couple flakes were mixing in, a couple of ice, a little bit of frozen precip for a little while, too, mid-morning, but not making a difference on the pavement. That's the good thing. So.
Fortunately for us, and we're very fortunate in this regard, the radio station was very warm today because somebody was in there putting out fires. Yeah. All right, so...
good to have someone in your corner doing that.
When's the last time he's been in our corner? For goodness sake, he's always in his own corner. Come on.
Studying the Georgetown football depth chart as we speak. For the big game tomorrow on Eagle 107.
Who is this Patrick Ewing? What position does he play? How do you pronounce Mutombo's first name?
Why is John Thompson's name on that building?
Who is John Thompson? This is a great, great academic institution. Did he split the atom? No, he got Sleepy Floyd to play. Sleepy Floyd to play some ball here. What?
So speaking of hoops, a couple hours away from Penn State, North Florida tonight in the Jordan Center. So North Florida, so what? They're just they rely on the threes too much, or what do you think?
Well, they fire the threes.
Could go one way or the other for them.
Well, Dayton did a really good job of preventing them from shooting threes in the second half. I thought, you know, that was actually pretty impressive. But they want to shoot threes. Is Penn State better than they are? Yeah, Penn State's better than they are. But the problem is that all of a sudden, if they go out and hit like five of them, you're like, well, that's 15 points. So you got to be able to play some good perimeter defense. If you can take it away from them, that would be great, and turn them into a two-point team. That helps. They have a game under their belt. They play Dayton. Dayton beat them 78-70. Dayton is not a great team. As I tried to point out a year ago, or actually a year and a half ago, when Archie Miller took the Indiana job, they said, well, yeah, he got out of Dayton. And I said, yeah, he got out of Dayton just the right time, because guess what? He knew what his team was going to look like last year. So I don't think I'm going to go someplace else while the getting's good. And he did. So, I mean, Dayton's okay. Anthony Grant's their coach. I mean, they're okay. Good team, playing in their home court, and usually play much, much better. That's a great basketball arena where Dayton plays. But North Florida went in, fell behind, battled them, did okay. In the end, they did well. Lost by 8, and I give Dayton credit. They kept them from shooting the 3. Big. That's a big thing for them to do. And that's, I think, a big reason why they won the game. So that's tonight at the Jordan Center. So this does start the journey of 8 games in 15 days. Sean's trying to has been trying to figure out the entire time where he fits in all this.
It's like a jigsaw puzzle, making sure this person gets booked this day while you're there and all that stuff. So
yeah.
It's all good. We'll get through it.
I know we will.
We will.
And let's see. How many of those are, I'm trying to think. 2, 3, 4. Guess what? 4 of the 8 are at home, something like that. Yeah. It's fun. It's great to be with you today.
Beats working, right?
Oh, I'm having a blast. Maybe driving you crazy, but I'm having a blast. Yeah, it could be worse. I mean, you could be doing the show with Dave Ritchie's partner.
Your station for news, weather, business, and CBS Sports Radio. News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and on WKOK.com.